how to be ready for the non-believers, especially when you meet those who are from the Western culture. For the old servant, they knew quite well the difference between serving the Eastern non-believer and the Western non-believer. Actually, there is a big difference. For the Eastern cultured, usually they have kind of belief. They can easily believe in nature, in supernatural power. So they, you know, they have something to relate to you in discussion. And usually they respect whatever religion. But for the Western culture, you find the skeptic and the critic and those who laugh at the idea of religion and God, they look down to you. Do you really believe in God? Come on. You are, you know, retarded if you still believe in God. You know, I was in Canada, I was shocked that all the university and even the high school saying in all schools and university, they mock, they make fun of anyone who still believes in God. Everywhere. So it's kind of pandemic. Waba. Yani atheism now is becoming very serious in what we were calling Christian countries. Canada, America, Australia, Europe were not anymore Christian countries. No, they were countries of atheism, mostly. So we have to know this. And facing the Western cultured people is more, you know, complicated than trying with an African simple guy or an Asian simple one. Because they have lots of rejection to whatever related to church or religion or God. So, are you ready to face it? Are you ready to speak to an unbeliever, whatever his background or culture? This is our title of now. Again, let's revise the verses written by St. Peter. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. Always be ready to give a defense, or to give a reason, you know, to give some logic, to give a reply or an answer to whatever they ask about. Another important verse by St. Paul, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. By saying outside, he means outside faith, the non-believer. So we have to walk in wisdom. When it comes to a discussion with a non-believer, you need to pray. We will tell it now. You need to pray, please God, I need wisdom. It's not an easy it's not an easy minute, you know, because his mind is full of dirt. It's full of atheism. سلوكوا بحكمة من جهة الذين هم من خارج. Redeeming the time. Redeeming here means making the best use of time to save him. Because this guy, if he goes his life this way, he will end in hell. He will go for the condemnation. So you are trying to save him. You are not sure if you can see him any time later. So try your best in these minutes to catch him or to push him in the right way. Another good verse related to our subject, being ready to the non-believers, what was written in Philippians, holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Believe me, always when I take the flight to Canada, America, Australia, I always remember this verse. This kind of crooked and perverse generation. وَاسْتَجِيلٍ مُعْوَجٍ وَمُلْتَوِي. All facts are crooked. All things are not in the right track. كل حاجة مقلوبة. يعني كل الأفكار ملوحة. مفيش ربنا, there is nature. ما فيش جنس سليم فيه homosexuality، ما فيش حب فيه مصلحة، ما فيش ربنا فيه فلوس. Everything is, you know, biased and cheated. So he was telling this: we are the children of God living among a crooked and perverse. You know, perverse. Because I was a doctor of sexual diseases, sexual perversions, whatever out of the normal sex, we call it perversions. Anything away from the normal natural sex God created, we call it perversions. So it's a common medical term. So here, crude and perverse, معوق, معوق, فهمي ازاي؟ مش طبيعي. حاجة unnatural. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. يبقى احنا لازم نبقى كده يعني. احنا اللي منورين واحنا الصح حتى لو احنا قليلين قوي. Another verse, the last one in this, you know, by the Lord himself, you are the salt of earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's then good for nothing. Again, this meaning is very important. If you lost, if you lose your flavor, if you lose your difference, if you lose your Christian character, you are nothing. You are good for nothing. Your life is worthless, is valueless, because you lost your flavor, the flavor of righteousness, the flavor of love, peace, living in an image of God. If you lose this, you have no role in your life. But to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. If you stand over your strong face, over the cornerstone of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be shining. Everyone can see the truth through you. But if you are a really good Christian, first of all, be ready for the non-believers. Be ready by being loving. Be ready with love. First of all, the key of getting into the life of non-believers again is love. It's not the logic as many as believe. No. Logic can never overcome logic. It's a story of philosophical debating and non-stop talking. But love can overcome. So be ready with love. Try to love these people. These atheists is kind of blind people. So when you look at them in this way, you feel, you know, sorry for them. You can love them. And if you love them, you can help them to see the truth. So first of all, try to love these people. Show your love. It's not enough, you know, just to pray for them. Why don't you express love? And I can tell you, the Western culture people are very much hungry and thirsty for pure love. They do not believe love because it's fake. It's not true. The stories of love there is always kind of selfishness and physical lusts. So the true meaning of love is not there. They lack love. They are hungry for love. You know, most of them did not enjoy kind of parenthood normal. Most of them, they did not enjoy having a good father or a good mother. They never enjoyed a normal friendship. So they are really in deep need for pure love. So just giving love, honest love, showing love will help them to open their hearts. You can easily smile at them. With an honest smile, you open the discussion, by the way. It's the simplest key to open any discussion with anyone, just by smiling at him. And most of them are ready to speak because they are, you know, like emptied. They are feeling thirsty. So they need somebody to speak in an honest way. Also, show your love by encouraging them. Remember always the Samaritan icon, you know, it's in all courses we have to go back to the Samaritan example because it's the standard of talking to an unbeliever who is, you know, rejecting the truth. So our Lord Jesus Christ is the best in this, I mean the best example. So encourage them in whatever good they do. You will have something good in their life. So why don't you focus on the good in them? Don't please go in the dark area. Not now, not from the start. Encourage them. Accept them unconditionally, which is not there in this life. I mean, this is the type of love coming from the Lord. Our Lord loves us unconditionally. I mean, you are good or you are bad, you are beloved. So try to get this. Try to love them although they are not good. Try to love them although they are very much materialistic, but they are blind. Show them love because you are the man of God. You are the one who have love of God. They do not have it. So please be ready with love. Be ready by caring. Be ready by serving. You know, even if the good ones of them, I don't say they are not good, by the way. No, many of them have great morals, ethics, human morals. But you know, they always have borders for this, boundaries for this, limitations. But in our love, we don't have the boundaries. We are following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us up to dying for us. The second point, please be ready for the non-believers by being understanding and communicative. Don't jump telling others Christ loves you. I don't like actually this attacking attitude to others. In 99% of cases, this is not the way. People need to be understood, to communicate, to live normal relationships. Don't, you know, push it. براح براح مش من أول خمس دقائق عاوز يبقى مسيحي. No. This is the story of his eternal life. Take it step by step. Take it carefully. براحة شوية. So we need to be patient. We need to prepare for the discussion. We need to be a good listener. There is some time I remember Amba Bachomius, Rabbana Yahmi, is a great evangelist, by the way. It's in his blood. He loves missionary work. One time he told us a few years ago, he went from an area in Sudan to another area. He spent 4 days in a train, traveling 4 days, not 4 hours. Okay? And when he went there, he stayed like 8 hours listening to them dancing and drumming, and his head was about to explode just to take 5 minutes to tell them something. Imagine the spirit of evangelism. So be patient. These people are very slow, the African, I mean, not the Western. But we need to have this. This is the kind of opening the doors of the non-believer. You have to be wise and calm. Don't, you know, get excited easily. Don't be nervous. No, because some of them will, you know, attack you. When I was in Texas a few days ago, after one session, a woman, a good Egyptian Coptic woman, came to me saying, "Abuna, I have a problem. When I am praying the Agbaya, I open the Agbaya in my work. My boss always come by and mock me, yani, making fun of me. God, listen, please." And he's laughing. He's joking. يعني هو بيسخر منها. There is no God. Come on, what do you do? كل يوم مسك الإقبية عمال تصلي. عبيطة يعني. This is كل يوم يعمل معها كده. فاهمين ازاي؟ This is the life of the Christian in the Western culture now. الناس بتضحك عليهم. You still pray? أنت retarded definitely. Also please be ready and do not rush results. maybe the first or the second or few months relationship with no minimal stepping forward. Don't worry, just wait. Just wait. Keep praying, keep loving, keep communicating, and you know the fruit will come, but don't push it. The third point, for the non-believer, be ready to answer. And this is exactly the words of the verse, you know. Be ready to defend. Be ready for the question. Because there are many, many common questions. And we should be ready for this. If somebody tell you, come on, science proved that evolution is a fact, can you reply for this? If somebody, if somebody is saying, if there is a good loving God, why there is such a hell of pains and sufferings everywhere? Do you have an answer? Don't you know that there are thousands of mistakes in your Bible? It's an old book of nothing. It's a book of myth, a satir. Do you have an answer? These are the common problems. Can you answer back? Be ready. You have to have good answers for the common questions at least. And this is part of your course, by the way, in Sundays and Saturdays. And for this, you know, thank God, God helped me to make two books, and just pray for me to make more and more books. The book of Why Not, and the book of How. And I recommend many other books of America and Canada for this. The good answers for the common questions. So be ready with the answer. The famous why questions, they call it, the apologetic call it, the famous why questions. There are very famous ones. And you have to be logic. Don't tell him, the Bible says, the Bible, I don't believe in your Bible. You have to tell him, science says, logic says. This is his way. You have to come near to his mind by his way. Also, if you find the guy talking to you is very much emotional, talk in an emotional way. If he is very logic, why don't you use logic? So if you use the emotional way with a logic character, you are losing the discussion. And if you are very much logic with an emotional girl, actually you are not adding anything. You are making a problem. So we need to understand the character and be ready for an answer. Another point, to be ready for the non-believers, please be ready for rejection and attacks. Be ready that he may attack you. Attack you, I mean, insult you in a way, because some of them are aggressive, some of them are tough, are harsh. And because, you know, most of these atheists, when some of them became Christian, converted into Christianity, they declared, they confessed that they were not, they did not want to believe, because believing in God will help, will make them lose their life as they were living. I mean, كانوا يقولوا دايما أنا ما كنتش عاوز أصدق لأني لو صدقت لازم أتعدل. كتير قوي من الملحدين قالوا كده. أنا ما كنتش عاوز أصدق. الموضوع مش أنا مش مصدق. لا أنا مش عاوز أصدق. لأني لو صدقت يبقى لنا فيه غلط. فأنا مش عاوز أصدق. فاهمين الفكرة؟ فبيكوز of this will of rejection, they have to reject you. So be ready for this. With a good smile, with an open, wide heart. Remember the Samaritan woman in her time with the Lord, she said once to him, I think in an aggressive way, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his son and his livestock? This is part of her aggressive talk to the Lord. Also, the Lord faced many Jews and they were tough to him. Once they said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Imagine they are saying this to the Lord himself. انت ديك شيطان، بيقول المسيح كده. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say if anyone keeps my word he shall never taste death. For another time I think you had a discussion about Nicodemus. Nicodemus also was tough in his discussion because he is proud of himself. He believed in himself as a teacher. So he was attacking the Lord in whatever he says. He said once, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? طبعا ده بيتريق simply. عاوزني ادخل بطن امي تاني يعني عشان اتولد. So be ready for this. In whatever discussion, sometimes you will have this harsh, tough time. Please keep praying and keep your quietness. Another point, I will finish in few minutes, 5 minutes. Be ready for a follow-up. Be ready with love, be ready with wisdom, be ready with communication skills, be ready for the common questions, and also you have to be ready for the follow-up story. I confess to you, I remember once, like 13 years ago, I had a long discussion in a flight with a professor of psychiatry. He was an atheist. And I enjoyed talking to him for 2 hours in the flight. But my big mistake, I lost his contact. I couldn't follow up with him. But he was very gentle, and I could understand how atheists think because of this man. He was an old man, very decent and polite man, professor of psychiatry, but he is an atheist. And he has really good logic. But thank God I could reply to many of his points. But my big mistake, I did not follow him up. So please be ready for this, that it's only the start, but you care for the follow-up because they lack love and care. So when you care to follow them up, they will be touched by email, by a personal call, by meetings, by keeping a promise, by giving a Bible or a booklet. You know, whatever kind of following up, we need to be ready with this. A good evangelist, always in his pocket, in his bag, there are Bibles, flyers, whatever. Because these are his tools. He is like a fisherman with his net. مع الشبكة بتاعته. مش صياد رايح كده مفلس. Be ready to lose for the time being. This act of, you know, man-to-man evangelism is not a game to win early. No. You are not supposed to win very early. Actually, definitely you will lose for many times before winning the game. فما تتخضش، ممكن في الآخر يقول لك أنا مش مقتنع. Okay. Okay, we spend a good time together. Can I call you anytime? Yes. I don't mind. But I'm not convinced. Okay. Thank you for your good time. For your nice logic. Respect the idea of having a relationship with no, you know, يعني rapid result. Put in mind that even our Lord Jesus Christ did not win over the Jews at first. He was rejected up to the cross from the Jews, but he was preaching the truth. Remember the story of the rich young man. He went away sorrowful. So in many discussions, you may fail. Don't worry. This is very natural and very normal, you know. Also, the guy who came asking for dividing his inheritance, the Lord himself did not gain him. He couldn't, you know, catch him in the net because this guy is selfish and looking for money, and he is, you know, his heart is closed. He's not ready to listen to anything. Be ready by being a smart observer. You have to be a good observer. Yeah, I remember a story Ambatomas told us in one of the courses of evangelists, I always remind myself with this story, that he was flying, he was taking a flight, and he was very tired, and he was thinking of having a good nap in the aeroplane, and just he sat down on his chair, the girl beside him, she was crying. So he lost the nap. مش هينام خلاص. And he spent the whole time in the flight talking to her because she was suffering, and it was a very good start to preach. So be ready by being good observer for those who are suffering. It's a good chance because we have the key. Our God is the only comforter. There is no other comforter in anywhere. So if you believe in your Lord Jesus Christ as the one who can help anyone to get out of his sorrow, it's time to interfere. There is no time for sleep now. As St. Paul, when he looked around and he saw this kind of, you know, an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, he observed. You know, when he saw it, he could find the key how to start with this atheist. Another time, St. Paul was having an mahkama, and he noticed, he observed, he looked carefully around, and he noted that there are some of them are Sadduqiyin, others are Pharisiyin, and he, through this point, he could deliver his message. The last point, hopefully, be ready with wisdom. We need to be wise, because if you touch a wrong point, you may lose the guy forever. So you have to be very careful, like those surgeons who are doing critical surgeries. They have to be careful not to touch a vein or an artery or a nerve. You know, this is the way you handle your discussion with an atheist, because you are not you do not know exactly his history and his culture and his background. You may not know many things, so you have to be wise dealing with him. Beware of being uselessly used. I mean going into discussions with no goal. مجرد حكاوي حكاوي. This is not, you know, the way of evangelism. Beware of unnecessary relationships. I'll tell you, one time a woman came to my office bringing some old man. He declared that he's an atheist. He was from the Arab countries, and he declared that he was rich. I gave him some time, on many sessions, but after some time I found out that he is just يعني رجل فاضي, and he wants to spend time talking, but he is neither rich nor caring for any religion, nor thinking of any God. Or رجل فاضي وعاوز يحكي ويقعد رجل على رجل ويقول يعني مش هتعمل لي شاي, فأنا ما عملتلوش شاي, بعملتله قهوة بقى, يعني إيه مشيته بقى, لأني حسيت he is abusing my time. He does not care to know. He just يعني came asking as if I know he will know, يعني طبعا فاهم بقى أن أنا ههتم بقى, فدخل المدخل ده, بس هو مش بيفكر. فبرضو احنا we have to be wise. Beware of worldly discussions. Don't go with them into the politics, البورصة, style of hairs, العربيات. Come on, this is not our area. فما تضيعش وقتك قوي يعني. It could be a good start, but not the core of the subject. Beware of distractions and deceits. Be ready with praying. Please remember, if you forget all what I have said, just please remind yourself, be ready for the non-believers with two words only, love and prayer. If you forget all what I've said, in meeting any of the non-believer, love and pray. Show your love and ask God for help. This is the main keys. طبعا ربنا هيديك حكمة ويديك طولة بال ويديك حاجات كتير بس ايه, this is the main key, you know. So we need to pray before, during and after. Even during the discussion, you need to pray silently. God help me to answer this question. God give me wisdom to catch this point. And before starting, opening the discussion, you need to pray. And after saying goodbye, you need to pray. Also, give the advice of praying to any non-believer who accepting you. I mean, I used to do this for any non-believer. When we got closer to each other, I usually end by saying, why don't you try praying? Why don't you try praying? If there is God, He will listen and respond. Go and try. Believing in my Lord, in my God, definitely He will reply. So you can end the discussion, the good discussions, I mean the progressive ones, يعني اللي بيقبلوا يعني, please let them try praying. You know, remember the story of Moses the African. Moses the strong spend many time with an advice of a monk, go and pray. So he was praying to unknown God. He was praying for some time to unknown God. And this is, that was a good start. So you give this advice. Be ready with the church and servant. I mean, this is a common problem in our church, by the way. Sometimes you start talking to an unbeliever in any country, but you need to tell him with the end of the discussion, would you love to see my church? If there is no church, if there is no strong, welcoming, evangelistic church, you are losing him. And this is our main problem. I'm suffering in USA and Canada and Australia. I'm trying with all the servants everywhere. Please change your attitude to the non-believers. Our church are not ready to accept non-believers in most of the areas. I'm trying with all priests to just give one day of the weekdays away from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, away from the full Tamiya. Because this is a great problem. When an American cultured guy came into our church, seeing the culture, he feels strange. He cannot be accepted. So we are losing many. So I'm telling them, please, just make one day, not for ممنوع مصريين يدخل, not for Egyptians. In this way, you and a team, a good team of the same culture, can catch a lot. So we have to have this kind of an evangelistic church to receive those coming after man-to-man discussions. So we need to develop this. Thank God, in many areas nowadays, there are very good priests and teams thinking this way. We have to have a strong meeting, loving servants, pure community, a good place and time clear, and also a system for new believers. Glory to God. Amen.